This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
Oh, what a day in Trump land. Oh, what a day. Oh, what a day. It's all falling apart for the scum out there. The FBI leadership, the DOJ leadership, they're going to prison, folks. It's a day to clap. It's a day to stand up and cheer. It's a day to click your heels. They're going down, folks, as sure as I'm standing here. The Inspector General of the DOJ released his report today. Andrew McCabe, liar, liar, pants on fire. You're going to jail, buddy. You better hope your book makes you a lot of money. Just like Comey's book better make him a lot of money, because you're going to need it to pay legal fees and to pay for your family's life while you're in prison for the next 30 years. You know, folks, it's amazing how things change. I always tell you, Donald Trump doesn't lose. And a few days ago, liberals thought they had us on the run. And suddenly, guess who's on the run? My, the tables have turned. My, the mighty have fallen. They raided, I believe, illegally, Michael Cohen, Trump's lawyer. And then I found out yesterday, I put the whole puzzle together. See, I've been arguing from the beginning that we're all under assault. The deep state has ordered the NSA and the FBI and the DOJ and the CIA and judges around this country. And who knows how many other deep state plants and agents there are. But they're all listening to everything we're doing. But not you and me. Not just every average person. The people who have a chance to fight them. Whether it be the talk show hosts like Wayne Root, that's why the IRS was sicked on me by Barack Obama, whether it be the politicians, whether it be the political activists, the political leaders, they're all watching. And I'm telling you, the heads of the RNC Finance Committee have all gone down one by one. First Steve Wynn, and then yesterday or 2 days ago, it was Michael Cohen. I didn't realize he was the deputy finance chair. I had no idea. And now today we find out Elliot Broidy is going down. They find out that he had a confidentiality agreement, and he had an affair, and he paid some gal $1 million plus to shut up about it. How do you think they found out about Steve Wynn when for 40 years no one knew anything? No one knew anything about Elliot Broidy. Suddenly his agreement is out. And Michael Cohen, how did they know to raid Trump's lawyer? As sure as I'm standing here, your friend Wayne Root has broken this entire thing, folks. I know what's going on. The NSA is listening in. They know everything we're saying on the phone. They know everything we're doing on our texts. They're watching and reading every email. They know everything that's in our lives, every skeleton in our closet. And all these guys are going down, and they don't aim it at a single Democrat. They're not listening to anything a Democrat's doing or saying. Those guys are all doing the same things. You think there's a single Democrat that isn't having an affair? How do you think they knew about Trump and Stormy Daniels? How do you think they knew about Trump and the Playboy Playmate? How do you think they knew about Trump, Kara McDougal? How do you think they knew about Trump and the Hollywood Access Hollywood tape? How do you think they knew Michael Cohen had the goods to maybe get Trump in trouble? Because they're watching every correspondence. The same way they spied on Trump in the campaign during the election, they're spying on all the key people in the Republican world. And I'm telling you, it isn't a coincidence the three people who ran the Republican National Committee Finance Division that raised all the money that outraised Democrats 2-1. The DNC is broke. The Republican National Committee is bursting with money because of Steve Wynn, Michael Cohen, and this guy, Elliot Broidy. And suddenly, Steve Wynn goes down. His life's destroyed and taken from him. Elliot Broidy today goes down, has to resign, admits he's had an affair, and he paid off somebody. And then, of course, Michael Cohen. They raid his offices, and he's facing criminal charges. They're listening to everything. Crime, or you've cheated on your taxes, or you've done something wrong. They know in advance because they're reading every email, they're watching every text, they're listening to every phone call. So on one hand, it's a great day because Trump is winning back against the deep state. On the other hand, the deep state is collecting victims. They're collecting scalps. Michael Cohen, Elliot Broidy, Steve Wynn. Poor Steve Wynn. You know, I don't know whether he did what they say he did. I have no way of knowing. I was never there. Maybe he was terrible to women, or maybe he was just a guy. Maybe he was a predator and terrible to women, or maybe he was just a guy who was having fun and all those women threw themselves at him. Maybe it was a combination of the two. I don't know. All I know is none of it ever saw the light of day until he takes the role for Donald Trump of National Finance Director of the RNC, and then his life comes tumbling down. Don't you find that to be a coincidence? Now the two guys under him, their lives come tumbling down? How does everyone suddenly know about affairs you've had and confidentiality agreements that have been signed? And by the way, when is anyone going to mention, if a woman has an affair with a man and signs a confidentiality agreement and collects $7 million in the case of Wynn, collects $1.6 million in the case of Elliot Broidy, collects whatever it was, $130,000 in the case of Stormy Daniels and Trump, well, if you're going to then sign a confidentiality, do not discuss agreement, do not disclose, then you have to give the money back if you disclose. Why is no one mentioning? You have to give the money back. You're not allowed to sign an agreement that says I'll never talk about this again in return for $1.6 million. And then when the world finds out, you have to give the money back. But no one's asking anyone to give the money back. Now you're allowed to collect $1 million or $7 million, and then 10 years down the line, rat out the guy, keep the money, and ruin his life. That was the point of the confidentiality agreement, wasn't it? Do we have a nation of laws or not? So I'm not defending the guys. They did what they did. But if you get a person to sign a confidentiality, does anyone think maybe the women are criminals too? You agreed to shut up about a crime or shut up about an affair in return for money. You took the money, then you ratted out anyway. At that point, either you ratted or someone ratted, your lawyer, or maybe the NSA was just listening on the phone and they found out about it, but once it comes out, there was no need to ever pay you. Now, was there? So you should be forced by law to give the money back. The minute it's out, it should be in your interest that it can never get out. And if it gets out, you owe the money back. Is anyone discussing that? I haven't heard anyone discussing that. But the important news is that I wanted to get those two out of the way. Confidentiality agreements, guess what? If you sign do not disclose, then guess what? Then you have to not talk. If you talk, you give the money back. How come people know about it? Either the women are talking or NSA is listening and watching. And if they listen and watch to the right lawyers for the right politicians, they've got the goods on you. You're compromised. That's why I said from day one, I believe Jeff Sessions has been compromised. I believe he's being blackmailed with information found because they spied on him. And they also spied on Mike Flynn, and they ruined him. And they spied on Donald Trump, and they tried to ruin him. This is the deep state coming after everybody important. And I think they spied on John Roberts, Justice John Roberts of the Supreme Court, who changed his vote from anti-Obamacare to suddenly the biggest principal conservative ever, changed his mind on a moment's notice and voted for the legality of Obamacare, changed his mind in a one-hour span and changed it from 4-3 against to 4-3-4. Excuse me, 5-4 against Obamacare to take it down and destroy it to 5-4 for it, which preserves it forever. You don't find that a little funny? I said from day one, he was compromised, he was blackmailed. The NSA is listening to all of us. The IRS is watching all of us. Every government agency is watching all of us. But all of us is only Republicans that matter who want smaller government. They're not watching Democrats. They're not watching you. They can't watch 330 million people at the same time, but they could sure watch a couple thousand influential conservatives, and they are. But getting back to the big news story of the day, it is President Trump, first of all, pardoned Scooter Libby today. Standing ovation. Great job, President Trump. I appreciate what you did. You showed up the deep state again. You showed up the Bush family. Screw the Bush family. The whole Bush family's worthless. George W. is worthless. Jeb's worthless. The old man is worthless. All of you were members of the CIA and the deep state. And you didn't pardon Scooter Libby. You let him be the fall guy. And now Trump made the Bush family look like small people because he pardoned a guy that should have been pardoned by W., who did absolutely nothing wrong. And so Donald Trump's the good guy, and George W. Bush looks like a really small, mean-spirited man because he got in trouble because of you and Cheney, and you did nothing about it. You're small people in the Bush family. And then the big, big, big news story, the IG report is out, and Andrew McCabe is dead meat. Andrew McCabe is finished. Andrew McCabe's going to jail for many years, except if he turns state's evidence and cooperates. And then he could take down Hillary, he could take down Comey, he could take down Rosenstein. He's going to take them all down. The other big news is that Rosenstein is facing impeachment from the United States Congress, Rod Rosenstein of the DOJ, Deputy Director DOJ, right below Sessions. And he's also facing a firing, not a firing squad, a firing by Donald Trump maybe this afternoon, you know, maybe this evening. Usually when you're going to fire someone in Washington, D.C., who's important, you do it at the very last minute of the last hour in Washington, D.C., and then you go into the weekend, and it's kind of gets put out in the wash in the weekend. People are too busy enjoying themselves, and they don't pay as much attention to it. So when you fire someone, you always fire them late Friday. So we may hear any minute that Trump has fired Rosenstein, and if we aren't going to hear it, it's probably going to be because they're putting the screws to Rosenstein, and he's got the weekend and Monday to figure out whether he's going to hand over everything he's got to hand over, and then I would fire him. So lots of good things happening today. How much time is left, Chris? All right, minute 10. Let me get into quickly what the IG's report said. Inspector General of the DOJ report, Michael Horowitz, it reveals McCabe reprimanded senior FBI officials for leaks he was responsible for. One of the big finds showed then-Deputy FBI Director Andrew McCabe reprimanded Bureau officials for leaks he was responsible for. He doesn't get any more slimy than that, but there's so much more. He leaked to the Wall Street Journal that he reprimands two senior FBI officials for the leaks, specifically telling the New York Assistant Director to get his house in order. Two FBI executives told the Attorney General they each received calls from McCabe admonishing them for leaks contained in the October 30th Wall Street Journal article. At no time did McCabe disclose to either of them he'd authorized Lisa Page, there's that name again, FBI lawyer Lisa Page, to disclose info about the investigation of the Clinton Foundation to the Wall Street Journal. He also found McCabe's actions with the disclosure contemporaneous. All right, you know what? We got seconds to go. I'll get into all this in depth when we get back, but let's put it this way. Andrew McCabe is dead meat. Andrew McCabe is finished. The question is how many years he spends in jail and whether he turns state's evidence. We'll be right back. War Now, USA Radio. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery Channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit, and we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com.
Posting your job opening to an online job search site is like drinking from a fire hose. You get more resumes than you know what to do with. Robert Half is the better way to hire. Our candidates are interviewed and custom matched to your exact hiring requirements. Quickly. Satisfaction guaranteed. So what you need is just what you'll get. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I'm not just a conservative talk show host. I'm a father of four kids. When we all send our kids to school each day, the second most important thing is that they get good grades. But the most important thing by far is they come home safe and sound in one piece. Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff Joe Curran thought the same thing. That's why he invented a product called Bullet Blocker. He invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a super successful company around safety products for your most precious assets, your kids and your family. Bullet Blocker is an American company. They custom make a ton of products bullet resistant. Backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, fleeces, briefcases. Bullet Blocker gives you the gift of life. Clothing that looks cool, but protects your children's life with the same coverage as police body armor. Everything works with Department of Education guidelines. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10% on your order. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty. Even great smokers rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM.
War now.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Dwayne Allyn, welcome back. You know, as we change things around, we have new bumper music, and it's quick, right? It's very quick, because you want to get to me and not worry about music. You're here to hear the news of the day, and by the way, you're here to hear Donald Trump. I'm here to be the biggest celebrator in this world of what I think is the greatest president of our lifetime. I think he beat Reagan already, and it's only been a little over a year, and he's embroiled in scandal, and he's embroiled in crisis, and he's embroiled in controversy, and he's embroiled in chaos, and the whole world wants to assassinate him. The whole world wants to hate him, and the whole world wants to impeach him, and the whole world wants to imprison him, and the nation's up in arms, and it doesn't matter. I love the guy, and I think he's doing a great job, and I'll tell you why in a matter of seconds. This is Wayne Allyn Root on USA Radio Network, Newsmax TV, of course, always in the third hour. I'm your relentless Trump warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, relentless patriot and defender of American exceptionalism, capitalist evangelist, American-made. Ass kicker, not ass kisser. I fight for taxpayers, not freeloaders. I fight for American citizens, not illegal aliens. Coming to you from the entertainment and low-tax capital of America, Las Vegas, and my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, KBET, and stations all over this great country, blessed by God. Tangible Investments, the main title sponsor of the show. We're in the Tangible Investments studio. Why Tangible Investments? Because you know a storm is coming. You need to protect your income, your assets, your family, your future. Tangible is your safe haven from the storm. Be among the first 100 callers. Tangible Investments will send you out absolutely free, the American Silver Eagle coin, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. If you want to invest in precious metals, where can you find a better company than Tangible Investments that's been in business for 30 years, and their main product has beaten the Dow by a 3-to-1 margin. 3-to-1 since 1970. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. 800-780-9000. Ready, set, go. First 100, get it. 800-780-9000 or visit TII1.com. We're the most qualified friendly Conference show, and America loves to hear what you think about everything going on with Trump and Mueller and Michael Cohen and today Elliot Broidy of the RNC Finance Division. They're all going down, really? Because the NSA is listening in. Most caller-friendly show in America, 844-WAR-NOW-1, 844-WAR-NOW-1, which is numerically 844-927-6691. Love to hear from you, 844-927-6691. Some things Trump is doing great before I get to all the other stories. Trump's deregulation binge shows no sign of ending. I got this from the headlines in Investors Business Daily. While the media-driven scandals of the day roll on, President Trump quietly goes about reshaping the U.S. economy. Case in point, last week Trump directed the EPA to cut even more red tape for manufacturers, and he's not done yet. The idea is not to get rid of air quality standards, but to make sure the science behind them is reliable. Not just part of someone's political agenda. The White House says the U.S. national ambient air quality standards constitute outdated and unnecessary barriers to growth. Under the new standards, EPA will process state-submitted plans within 18 months, for instance, giving regulated industries a clear idea of what they can and can't do quickly, and the permitting process for individual projects will eventually be limited to a year. And so, you know, we've heard for years, we heard from Obama for 8 years, nothing you can do to help manufacturing. It's a lost cause. It's over in the United States. Really? Not anymore. It's exploding in the United States. You lower all their taxes, all their corporate taxes, and you kill all their regulations, and all of a sudden manufacturing is back. Not everybody wants to do it in China and Thailand and Malaysia and Indonesia and Vietnam. They want to do it here again. Donald Trump has made America great again, and he's made manufacturing great again, and he's made the middle class and middle class jobs great again. And how about this one? If there's one issue I'm liberal on, or maybe you'd say libertarian on, it's marijuana. And I've never smoked pot in my life. How about that one? I'm 56 years old. I've never smoked a joint in my entire life. And it's just not my thing, and I'm not a fan of it. But you have a right to do it. You have free will in this world. And I was so angry that Sessions was trying to destroy states like my state, Nevada, that makes tax money off of legal marijuana. And here's the headline. Trump overrules Sessions, promises to protect states' pot legalization rights. Just 3 months ago, Attorney General Jeff Sessions dropped a bombshell on the marijuana market when he rescinded policies allowing states to legalize pot. But now, following Senator Cory Gardner's Colorado Republican threat to block all DOJ nominations, the Washington Post reports President Trump has defused the standoff and promised the top Senate Republican he will support congressional efforts to protect states that have legalized marijuana. Folks, this is a great president. Not because I care about marijuana. I care about states' rights. That's what this is about, states' rights. And so Trump today reacted the way I do about the IG Inspector General, of the DOJ's report, Michael Horowitz, about Andrew McCabe. President Trump rained down hellfire and brimstone on McCabe after the Office of Inspector General released the highly anticipated report on FBI Director and Deputy Director Andrew McCabe. The report is damning. McCabe lied under oath multiple times. President Trump unleashed on McCabe in a scorched earth tweet shortly after the report was released. Please, Mr. President, never stop tweeting. Trump tweeted, DOJ just issued the McCabe report. Total disaster. He lied, lied, lied. McCabe was controlled by Comey. McCabe is Comey. No collusion. All made up by this den of thieves and low lives. You see how Trump talks just like me? Low lives and slime balls and scumbags. Trump's my kind of guy. McCabe lied at least three times under oath. Wow. These guys are all low lives. Trump's right. We'll be right back. War Now, USA Radio.
For some reason, being unpatriotic has become a trend as a way to protest perceived injustices in our country. But true patriots understand that America stands for liberty and justice for all. Standing for the flag and our national anthem is a sign of respect for the liberties and freedoms fought for by millions who made the ultimate sacrifice for this great nation. If you stand for the flag and kneel before the cross, show your position through apparel and merchandise from the Patriot Depot. Patriot Depot has hats, shirts, mugs, books, and other articles that show our beliefs in the First and Second Amendments. Go to PatriotDepot.com now and enter code USA at checkout. Find novelties, bumper stickers, clothing, flags, books, and more. PatriotDepot.com merchandise allows true patriots to express their opinions. Check it out right now. PatriotDepot.com. PatriotDepot.com and enter code USA at checkout. War.
Now. USA Radio News.
President Donald Trump pardoned Scooter Libby today, the former chief of staff to Vice President Dick Cheney, who was convicted in 2007 of perjury, obstruction of justice, and making false statements. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley stated today that chemical weapons were used in an attack in Syria that left scores dead and blamed Russia for complicity as the Trump administration continues to weigh how to retaliate. During remarks today at the United Nations in New York, Nikki Haley says, Russia, this one's all on you.
It is Russia alone that had agreed to be the guarantor of the removal of all chemical weapons in Syria. If Russia had lived up to its commitment, there would be no chemical weapons in Syria, and we would not be here today.
Check us out online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. That's 800-455-7967.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Yeah.
back. War Now, USA Radio, as well as Newsmax TV. Liberty Health Share is the sponsor of this segment of the show. And I really don't have to say much other than the fact I, Wayne Root, the host, joined Liberty Health Share. It's not just a sponsor. I'm part of the family, you know. I put my family's lives and health care in the hands of Liberty Health Share. I dropped my Aetna health insurance, and I joined this Christian health sharing organization. And they've been one... This year will be the savings, so I will save $36,000 over 2 years. That starts at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. Mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 a month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. Don't you want to save $36,000? What could you do with an extra $36,000 over a 2 year period? For more information, call toll free 855-585-4237. 855-585-4237. Toll free anywhere in this country, 855-585-4237, or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. All right, so we got a guest. I want to mention it's music to my ears that McCabe is going down, 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 and Comey's going to go down, 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 down. And there, it appears that Congress is preparing articles of impeachment against Rod Rosenstein, and I don't know that he will last the weekend. If he isn't fired by the end of today, I certainly think early next week it'll be the end of Rod Rosenstein. A lot of good things are happening. How the wheel has turned, and look who's on the wheel. You know, they're getting stretched, as they say, and I think they're going to have no choice, some of these guys, but to squeal like a pig and turn on Hillary and a lot of others to avoid going up the river for 20 years. That's my hope, that they see the light and they turn state's evidence. Andrew McCabe's got to be facing a lot of years in prison. Bill Whittle is joining the show right now, conservative blogger, political commentator, author, voice of the Common Sense Resistance. His website is BillWhittle.com. Hey, Bill, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you, man?
Great to be back. Wayne, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic. So what is your feeling about everything that's been going on today? It feels like we've turned the corner. We went from the Michael Cohen raid, the depths of that raid, which was outrageous, on Wednesday, and me fighting back, but us being on the defensive. And then all of a sudden, yesterday and today, I feel like we're on the winning side. And Trump usually wins, and I'm telling you, they screwed with the wrong guy. They're all going down at the FBI leadership and the DOJ leadership. It sure appears to me.
Well, I have to tell you, I haven't been able to follow quite the latest uptick. But 2 days ago, 3 days ago, it felt like the end of the country, you know? I mean, you really, there was an email that was going around a lot that talked about just how long Comey had been involved with, you know, so-called investigating the Clintons, basically covering up for the Clintons, and Mueller and all the rest, and how they changed positions, and everybody gets swapped in and out here, and you find all of these people, Lois Lerner, and they're all basically covering each other's butts for, I don't know, 10 years now at least, something like that. And the, just the level of corruption, you know, for me, 3-4 days ago, certainly at the time of the raid on the lawyer's office, I thought, you know, I can remember a time when I was proud of my government. I can remember a time when I was proud of the FBI, and I remember a show called The Untouchables and all the rest of this stuff. So the idea that somebody may actually go down for this is almost impossible to believe. That's how cynical these last 10 years have made me, I'm sorry to say. But,
yeah.
You know, there was that election in 2016, so, you know, just about anything can happen, I guess.
Yeah, I've written a new commentary. It'll be coming out, you know, I write for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, 16th biggest newspaper in the country, believe it or not. I didn't know it myself until I joined them. And most of my articles get picked up by Real Clear Politics, and they get around the country. And so my new article for, my new column for Sunday is called Sexual McCarthyism. And you know where I got that title from, Bill Whittle?
Where's that?
The Village Voice in 1998, who said, Ken Starr is a sexual pervert, and this is sexual McCarthyism. You're going after a sitting president because of a consensual affair. And all those years ago, Democrats thought Ken Starr was a pervert. They called him names. They made fun of him. They called it sexual McCarthyism. And all these years later, now you're going after Trump, and Mueller's the one who's a sexual pervert. Mueller's the one who's practicing sexual McCarthyism for something that happened 10 years ago that has nothing to do with the presidency or the American people, whereas Bill Clinton's affair had everything to do with the presidency and the American people. It happened in the White House, in the Oval Office, with an intern, then he lied under oath about it. So we had a right to have an investigation then, but today is the sexual perversion and the sexual McCarthyism to go after and try and pin that on Trump by a special prosecutor who's supposed to be investigating Russian collusion. It never happened. Your thoughts?
It's enough to make you think there might be a little bias at play, Wayne. You know, what do you say about this? What do you say when they're talking about somebody giving a donation to Donald Trump for $15,000 and they're looking into this when, was it $300,000 was given to Hillary and nobody batted an eyelid? The thing that is so just gut-wrenching, and that's the only word I can think of for it, just tears your insides out if you love this country. To see how deep this corruption has gone in law enforcement. And here's something I figured out, certainly, by the time we got Loretta Lynch, and that's simply this. If you can basically control the Department of Justice, if you can put lackeys into the Department of Justice who are going to do what you tell them to do, then you can probably take the rest of the government. Because if you get the Department of Justice, what you're essentially doing is you're making sure that nobody's looking into corruption and abuses in the other branches of the government. So if we had a healthy Department of Justice, when the IRS was targeting conservative groups, the Department of Justice would be going after the corruption in the IRS. But if you own justice, and they, you know, Democrats have for quite a long time, since 2008, 10 years now, and these people have gotten in there deeper and deeper and deeper, and I'm not a cynical person by nature. We've met a few times. I'm a pretty optimistic guy. But there comes a point when so much crime is so obvious and no consequences are forthcoming, it just fills you with despair. And I suspect that's actually the ultimate goal of this, you know, is to just basically normalize lawlessness. And it's a slow motion coup, right? I mean, it's like watching. You ever seen video or movies of vines when they climb up a wall or on a tree and you accelerate it really fast? It's like an assault. But when these vines obviously are growing so slowly, you don't really get to see how widespread it is. But it's just a slow motion coup. And
it is.
And here's the thing for me. I can't believe that there are not more actual patriots in the FBI and the Department of Justice who are willing to simply stand up and say, you know, look, you know, this is not about Democrats or Republicans. This is about obeying the law of the country and respecting democracy or not.
But there aren't, Bill, and I'll tell you, you know what the proof is there aren't? You know, I've always been very anti-lawyer. I kind of hate lawyers. I can't stand them. I think they're all slime balls. And they don't know how to make their own money. They only know how to sue people to make money. And so I've always been very down on lawyers. I have a repertoire of lawyer jokes that would leave you cracked up how much I dislike lawyers and slime balls they are. But in this one case, I'm pro-lawyer. Because if you're ever charged with something, the one thing in the world that's sacrosanct is you know that you have client attorney privilege. And anything you tell your lawyer can never go anywhere else. So I am so angry over what happened on Wednesday with Michael Cohen, and yet the Bar Association has not said a word. The ACLU in the beginning said nothing. Now they've come out and said they support what happened to Michael Cohen. They said it's okay. This is unbelievable. What lawyer would support a lawyer's office, hotel, and house being ransacked by SWAT teams with guns to dig up dirt on their client and then use it to turn the lawyer against his own client? Who's going to ever trust a lawyer again? I can't believe that's my sign that Democrats are so obsessed with hating Trump that we'll never get them to see the truth.
Well, one of the things, you know, I disagree with Alan Dershowitz about many things, and he's obviously very liberal, but I have found that over time, Dershowitz has a fundamental honesty, and
yes,
he said that this was outrageous. And he's often said when things were outrageous, he's just come out and said so. It's just ridiculous. It's insane. Here's another point that I think probably needs to be raised. I do a show several times a week with my friends Scott Ott and Steve Green called Right Angle, and free conservatives basically talking about issues. We were talking about this raid on Trump's lawyer, and my friend Scott Ott said, you know, that there must have been an awful lot of evidence in order for the judge to basically sign off on that warrant. And I said, well, hold on a minute, Scott. What's going to happen to him if they don't turn up anything? All right, what if there's nothing there? And what's going to happen what's going to be the consequences for taking this incredible leap for the people that did it? Are the agents involved with the raid going to get fired? Is the judge going to be removed from the bench? No, there's no consequences for being wrong on this situation like this. It's not a question of, like, second-guessing whether or not something is real. It's just a question of when you eliminate the entire idea of punishment for something, you get a whole lot more of what it is you're trying to get away from. And a great example of this, I always thought, was it Mitch McConnell who said during the entire second Obama term that impeachment is off the table? It's like, what? How can you possibly say that, man? What do you mean it's off the table? It's off the table? Well, then why do we even have a Congress if it's off the table? Now, I'm not saying that they had a case or anything. I'm just saying when the Republican Senate majority leader says that there is under no circumstances this president will be impeached, there are no circumstances that it could happen, then what do you think that does to Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton and Loretta Lynch and Eric Holder and all the rest of the – and James Comey, what do you think that says to them? You know, it says basically, hey, there's no risk here, guys. You can do whatever you want to. You can go as deep into the woods as you want to. And if you succeed, hooray. And if you lose, well, nothing's going to happen because we own the press. We own we own all of it.
Don't forget the opposite, Bill. Don't forget the opposite. The opposite is, from the moment Trump becomes president, impeachment is never off the table. There's not a single reason in the world to impeach him. And they keep it on the table every day of Trump's presidency. Craziest thing I've ever seen. Hey, do you want to hang out through the break and we got some more things to discuss on the other end? Can you hang out?
Sure.
Billy there, can you hang out on the other end? Oh, good. I didn't hear that. All right. Well, good. We'll grab you on the other end. I want to ask you a little bit about what you think about Kevin McCarthy replacing Paul Ryan. We'll be right back. War Now, USA Radio. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root for Blue Blocker Sunglasses. How good are Blue Blockers? First, America's astronauts use the same blue blocking formula in outer space. And over 20 million pairs have been sold throughout the world. 20 million. They're as stylish as sunglasses costing hundreds more. They look great on both men and women. Blue Blockers provide the best eye protection, blocking 100% of the UVA, UVB, and blue light. Blue light is very bad for your eyes and often the cause of many eye diseases. Blue Blocker sunglasses block 100% of the blue light. They're the most protective sunglasses you can own. You can hit the lens with a hammer and the lens won't shatter. We've heard of cases where a Blue Blocker customer got into a car accident, and if it weren't for Blue Blockers, they would be blind today. So call toll-free and order one pair for $29.95 or two pairs for $39.95 plus postage. You receive a pair of standard aviator-style Blue Blockers with carrying case neck strap, and if you're not 100% satisfied, you can return them within 90 days for a full refund. Just call toll-free 800-722-7777, 800-722-7777, 800-722-7777.
Welcome to Geico's Motorcycle Meanderings.
Oh, man, this is great. I sure saved a lot of money by switching to Geico. I scored some big savings, and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. What doesn't make sense is, if a highway splits, it's a fork in the road, then wouldn't the long straight stretch be a knife in the road? And then, wouldn't a cul-de-sac be a spoon in the road? What would a spork be?
Geico Motorcycle. Savings that make sense.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315.
NMLS number 1136.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
War now.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
All right, Wayne on the Root, War Now. The call-in number, by the way, 844-WAR-NOW-1, 844-WAR-NOW-1. We'll take calls at the top of the hour. I'm chomping at the bit to take your calls to talk about what's been going on today with Rosenstein and Comey and McCabe and Trump and Mueller. 844-WAR-NOW-1, 844-927-6691. You're on with Wayne on the Root, War Now. This segment of the show sponsored by Blue Blockers Sunglasses, best protection for your eyes, the most protective sunglasses you can own. You can hit the lens with a hammer and it won't shatter. It blocks out all the bad UVA, UVB, and blue light, best eye protection, and they are stylish. They look better than sunglasses that you walk in one of those sunglass stores in the mall, and they cost $200, $300, $400, $500. These are $29.95 a pair or two pairs for $39.95. So you get two pairs for $20 a pop. Get them for your whole family. If you're not 100% satisfied, return them within 90 days for a full refund. Just call toll-free, 800-722-7777. Joe Sugarman founded, owns Blue Blocker. He's a patriot. He's one of us. He is the greatest. Thank you for sponsoring the show, Joe. 800-722-7777. 800-722-7777. Back with more with Bill Whittle. His website is BillWhittle.com. He is the author and voice of the Common Sense Resistance, conservative blogger, political commentator, and author. Bill Whittle, welcome back to the show. Bill, are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, there you go. Okay. I didn't hear you at first. I wanted to know what you think. Here's one I really am not educated on, and maybe you can educate me. I'm not a fan of Paul Ryan. I think he was awful. I'm glad to see him go, and I want to get your reaction to that. And then I'm wondering what you think of Kevin McCarthy. I'm not tuned in to Kevin McCarthy. If he's another rhino, slightly less rhino than Ryan, more rhino than Ryan, maybe not a rhino at all. What do you know about Kevin McCarthy?
I don't know much about him, and frankly, you would think that would disqualify me, but first of all, I've never been afraid to talk about things I don't know anything about, Wayne, and give you a concrete opinion on them. No, but honestly, seriously, I think the actual takeaway lesson that I've seen, especially since Donald Trump's election, is that whatever you think you know about these people is as good as anybody's guess. It's just like flipping a coin. I remember being a big fan of Paul Ryan's, you know, just prior to the 2012 campaign, and I thought his budget was a chance to actually get spending under control. I thought he was a solid, solid conservative, and I thought he was a great vice presidential pick. A couple years go by, and he becomes Speaker of the House, and you just want to know what happened to the guy who was, you know, who put together that that budget and who was mm-hmm. running with Romney. What happened to him? Where'd he go?
I don't know. And
there's something that is happening to virtually every single conservative politician, and I can count probably three exceptions. You know, I want to say Trey Gowdy, Louie Gohmert, and Jason Chaffetz. Chaffetz is gone. Gowdy's gone or leaving. You know, I watch these guys just basically hanging on to this Hillary Clinton thing by their, you know, like a dog with a bone. And I got married at the end of last year. My wife is from Russia, and I was explaining to her, you know, that these three guys are basically seem to me to be all that's left of our system of government. You know, these three people elected by the people of the United States, these three individuals are not going to let them simply walk away with this. They're just not. And I remember watching Trey, you know, doing all these interviews and putting these FBI guys on the spot. So to answer your question, I'd love to tell you what I thought I knew about him, but it doesn't seem to be of any value because they never seem to be the people that you thought you were getting.
Well, let's see what you think of my theory about all this, because it's interesting what sure. you just brought up. See, you're an observant guy, I'm an observant guy, and you and I are two peas in a pod, two conservative, principled guys. And I see people that always seem like great people until they get elected, and then they turn on us. And you just said the same thing. And aren't you starting to realize that maybe the NSA and the bad guys in the D.C. swamp are watching every email, every text, listening to every phone call, and they're catching these guys and doing something dirty, cheating on their wives, cheating with a hooker, whatever it is, paying off somebody after an affair. They're all doing it. Obviously, you now see every one of them's doing it. The minute they get to Washington, they all have an affair, and they're all tempted by beautiful women who probably are dangled in front of them on purpose. And then the minute they get pictures of it, the NSA has them in a compromised position. And that's why Trey Gowdy's leaving. That's why these guys are leaving. That's why the ones who are staying act completely different. Jeff Sessions, I thought, was the most conservative guy in the world. He becomes Attorney General. He's Hillary Clinton's protector. Does anyone think maybe, just maybe, they're all being blackmailed and being compromised? Because I think the whole world is watching everything that an anti-government, limited government conservative does. I don't think they watch Democrats. I think they only want the D.C. swamp only wants to go after us.
Well, there's no question they only want to go after us, and there's no question that the press does not only not go after us, but they in fact cover up for the Democrats. That they're in the new suppression business. Now, I got to tell you, I've always been a person who's been very wary of conspiracy theories because they're very hard to enforce and they're very hard to actually, you know, pull off. I don't believe in most things that people would call a conspiracy theory. But with that said, there comes a point when something like what you just said becomes, if not the most likely scenario, about the only scenario. I mean, what other explanation is there? I'd be perfectly happy to hear it, but I can't think of anything other than something like this. You just think that, you know, these guys get in there and something changes, something happens. I was happy to see, I probably should have added his name as well, I was happy to see Ted Cruz just going after Zuckerberg, you know.
Yes.
Just even simple little things like this. Just saying, hey, you know, who do you think you are? You know, you've already admitted that you censor conservative content. Who do you think you are? And, you know, it's just great to hear somebody actually standing up for the law. It's the destruction of the rule of law that is their ultimate goal, and they're getting there very fast.
All right, Bill Whittle, we've enjoyed having you with us. As always, great guy and a real hero, a real fighter, lots of courage, my kind of guy. You can find him at BillWhittle.com. He's the voice of the common sense resistance. Bill, have yourself a great weekend, and let's keep fighting the fight. What else can we do? I don't know how you stay in California, though, man. I give it to you. Wayne Allyn, War Now, USA Radio. We'll be right back.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Butte.